I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Israel-Lebanon ceasefire is in its second month. The Israel Defense Forces continue to dismantle Hezbollah sites in southern Lebanon before their withdrawal in 3 weeks. Joe Willie with Sat7 USA says, now, parents in Lebanon are concerned their children could be radicalized by extremists like Hezbollah, who are eager for new recruits.
When there is instability there, and whether a government is toppled, whether there are natural disasters, whether there is conflict between other nations, there are voids. And into that void, something will go.
Sat7's satellite TV program, Sat7 Kids, is a safe entertainment option. Parents in Lebanon tell the ministry they're grateful for a program that won't radicalize their kids and also teaches biblical values. And beyond resolutions, the new year often causes people to evaluate life choices. In November 2024, TWR released Lifted, a documentary about the Skoan family's ministry to two tribes in Suriname. It might cause some to wonder if they've been called to missions. Clay Perry with TWR notes this call can look vastly different.
I do think the Lord calls people into missions in various ways. Surely there's stories like this, like a testimonial that calls people into missions because they can relate to it and they see one family's obedience and they say, hey, why don't I be obedient in the same way? I think others are just called from reading scripture. I mean, it's very clear that Jesus wants us to go into all the nations proclaiming his gospel and usher on the kingdom. And I think others will wrestle with it for a while.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.